The Indiana Destination Development Corporation, or IDDC for short, and the Lieutenant Governor's Office are telling us about the launch of a new quality of life initiative here in Indiana, which is called Hoosiers by Choice. Let's find out more about the program. We have with us not only Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch, but we also have Elaine Beadle, who is the CEO of the IDDC. And ladies, thank you for joining us on Regionally Speaking.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, good to be with you, Chris.
Nice to hear you. Nice that you're joining us on the program once again. Elaine, if you will take a few minutes, explain what the thinking was behind the creation of Hoosiers by Choice and how the campaign is looking for people from Northwest Indiana to talk about it.
Absolutely. We're so pleased to be here to share with your listening audience today. The Hoosiers by Choice campaign is individuals who have moved to Indiana telling their story of why they came here and now why they love it. I know we've all run into people who have said, hey, I moved here from somewhere else. I really love this state. I'm going to stay here, et cetera, et cetera. So we wanted to capture those stories and share them, not only with our Hoosiers, to help them understand what people really love about our state, but also with those outside of our state who maybe have never been here before, and just to give them an idea of the quality of place. And we certainly have to say thank you to our partners in this endeavor, the Indiana Association of Realtors, who have become underwriters for this Hoosiers by Choice initiative.
Mm-hmm. How long is the initiative going to run?
We're going to do this for the entire year. And we have plenty of time to get all those other stories out there. We've got about 60 stories ready to go and videos that we'll put out two or three each week for the rest of the year. But we want more people. And so if you, Northwest Indiana, all of those individuals who are there and love living in Indiana, who have come from somewhere else, we welcome you to go to our website and upload your story, your 90-second video story that will help communicate to others what makes Indiana such a great place to live, work, and play. And that website is just HoosiersByChoice.com. And there you're going to find all of the videos that we've released so far, as well as an easy way to upload your video to tell your story.
Now, Lieutenant Governor Crouch, you and Elaine Beadle have been working together on this project, I'm sure, for some time. When she first approached you with the idea, what did you think of it?
Well, I thought it was wonderful. You know, we anecdotally knew that people were moving into Indiana, particularly from Illinois. But then when Elaine came to me with this idea, we actually kind of delved into that a little more. And we knew that in, you know, studies that have been done, that over half of the state-to-state moves involving Indiana were inbound. So that meant more people were moving into our state than out of our state.
Mm-hmm.
And so if more people were moving into our state, why was that? And Elaine came up with the brilliant idea of letting those people, those Hoosiers, tell their story about why they chose to come to Indiana. And I'll tell you, the stories are just heartfelt. They're warm. And it really makes those of us who are Hoosiers by birth, it really makes us feel inspired and gives us pride, because I always say we're humble Hoosiers. We work hard. We put our nose to the grindstone. We do what's right. We don't expect pats on the back. But as a result, we don't always celebrate our successes, and we don't always appreciate how great our state is. And this is an opportunity to showcase that. And again, when Elaine came up with this brainstorm of an idea, you know, I said, this is perfect. But mm-hmm. That's what Elaine does. She's just got a brilliant mind.
Elaine, if you will you share a couple of the stories that people can check out for themselves if they like on the Hoosiers by Choice campaign website? Tell us about these people, the family members, perhaps it may be the case, what brought them to Indiana, and certainly what is making them want to stay here in the Hoosier State.
Well, there's a great story from a young lady in Wabash, Indiana, who moved here right out of college as a journalism major because she was looking around and found an opportunity to be with the local newspaper in Wabash.
Mm-hmm.
And when she got to Indiana, it was kind of like, okay, I'm going to give this a go. I'm going to see if I like it. And she found out she absolutely has fallen in love with Indiana. And I think part of it was how easy it was for her to get engaged with the community and to do things with the community. And so it's a great story that I hope everyone will go and watch that little video. But we have others from, example, one from Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Jane moved to Lafayette, Indiana. And the reason she moved, she said, you know, I was an observer in Chicago. I'm able to be a participant in Lafayette. And she said, I'm a doer. So I love being in Lafayette, and I love my newfound life here, and I'm not leaving either. So all of these Hoosiers by Choice videos are just, as the Lieutenant Governor said, very inspiring and very heartwarming.
Now tell us how the program is set up. You mentioned that the fact that you're looking for Hoosiers from all across the state to tell their stories and make sure they get onto the website. How is the state broken up so that if there are people here, say in Northwest Indiana, we're in the far northwest corner, how they will field participants in this program?
Well, we want someone from every county to participate, and we did divide the state up just north, central, and south. So if you go to the website and click on any of that, either of those three locations, you'll see the stories for people who are in those regions. But again, we are seeking those stories, and I know you know people, Chris, who have probably told you why they've moved to Indiana, and
oh, yeah.
You probably know several people who would have great stories to share.
Lieutenant Governor Crouch, I know that, of course, now because of the pandemic, you're not doing a lot of face-to-face talking with legislators at the State House, but if the opportunity presents itself, do you have an opportunity to talk with our lawmakers, maybe during the breaks in session, to get the idea from them and let them know more about this particular program to encourage their constituents to participate?
I think that is a wonderful idea, Chris, and we will reach out to each legislator individually and be sure that they have access to this and to the Hoosiers by Choice campaign and website. And we'll also encourage them to let their constituents share their stories also. I think that's a wonderful idea. We'll get right on that.
Now, Elaine, if you will tell us once again about the website, how people can participate, and how you'd like for them to tell their stories.
Absolutely. It's Hoosiers by Choice. .com. Pretty easy. HoosiersByChoice.com. You will see all of the videos that we so far released on that website, and there's a link to upload your own. So it's a very simple process. We ask for very little information about you, you know, who you are, where you're from, and then all you need to do is take on your phone or your iPad a 90-second video telling your story, upload it, and we take it from there.
Elaine Beadle is the CEO of the Indiana Destination Development Corporation, and she is with Lieutenant Governor Suzanne Crouch. They're both talking about the launch of a new quality of life initiative, which is called Hoosiers by Choice. It's a campaign that's underway through this year that features people who have moved to Indiana and talks about why they chose the Hoosier State to be their permanent home. Ladies, thank you for being with us today.
You're welcome, Chris. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.